Good morning. The Senate Committee on Tourism, Transportation, and Economic Development Appropriations will come to order. Please put your electronic devices on stun. In order for government efficiency, we've actually provided you a document with a carbon copy, which we guarantee you will cut the paperwork of this requirement of this committee in half. So please fill out the required government paperwork. And we have we'd like the administrative assistants. Please call the roll.
Chair Brandes.
Here.
Vice Chair Powell.
Here.
Senator Artiles. Senator Benaquisto.
Here.
Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Gibson. Here. Senator Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Rader. Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Thurston. We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Members, we have one bill on the agenda, then we'll go through my budget recommendations, proviso, back of the bill, and implementing bill provisions. Let's take up tab one, CS for Senate Bill 364, Recovery Fund of the Deepwater Horizon Incident by Senator Gaynor. Senator Gaynor, you're recognized on the bill.
Senate Bill 364 appropriates and immediately transfers 75% of Florida's economic damage settlements funds due to straight to Triumph Gulf Coast Incorporated. It's a nonprofit corporation responsible for creating and administering a recovery fund to assist with the economic recovery in the eight counties disproportionately affected by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The bill also repeals provisions in the Gulf Coast Economic Corridor Act relating to the recovery fund, the investment of funds, money managers, and investment earnings. Repeals the investment provisions requiring the funds be equally distributed over 30 years. The current settlement disperses funds over 18 years. Authorizes 0.75% of principal payments to be used for administrative costs. Allows Triumph Gulf Coast to establish an account with SBA to manage the investments, and adds two members to Triumph Board that must be from the least populous counties. And that's Bill 364.
Very good. Senators, are there questions on the bill? Is there public testimony on the bill? We have Richard Gentry from Escambia County. Very good. And we have Henry Kelly with a Greater Fort Walton Beach Chamber of Commerce Government Affairs. Waiving support. Very good. Senators, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Gaynor, you're recognized. Close on the bill.
I waive the close.
Karen, please call the roll for CS for Senate Bill 364.
Senator Artiles. Senator Benaquisto.
Yes.
Senator Gaynor.
Yes.
Senator Gibson.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rader.
Yes.
Senator Simpson.
Yes.
Senator Thurston. Vice Chair Powell.
Yes.
Chair Brandes.
Yes. And by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably. Members, you've been handed a budget spreadsheet proviso language. Oh, sorry. We're going to hand it to you here shortly. Let's say it that way. And the back of the bill, the summary of the implementing bill. So you should be getting that here shortly. As we wait, we'll stand in an informal five-minute recess. All right, the committee will come to order. Members, now you have been handed the budget spreadsheet, the proviso language, back of the bill language, and summary of the implementing bill provisions. I'm going to ask Teddy to go through the highlights with us right now. So,
thank you, Mr. Chair. The chair's proposed budget is a total of $13.4 billion. That's $434.8 million in general revenue and $13 billion in trust fund. The budget provides a $5 million reduction in general revenue base budget. This was accomplished by a fund shift of $2 million GR for the About Face and Forward March programs to trust funds, the elimination of the state funding for the Humanities Council within DOS, and the fund shift of $2.5 million from GR for EFI operations to the Seed Trust Fund. The Department of Economic Opportunity, the Economic Development Toolkit is funded at $84.4 million in trust fund. That includes $1 million for a Small Business Development Center information portal, $38.4 million for performance payments on existing incentive contracts, and $45 million for new Quick Action Closing Fund and QTI contracts. Visit Florida is fully funded at $76 million. Space, sports is funded at the current year foot level. Quick response training has an additional $3 million from the current year level at 15 total. There's $300 million for Triumph Gulf Coast in this bill. The Florida Housing Finance Corporation is funded at $274.4 million in trust funds. That would include approximately $111 million in guarantee funds in the back of the bill. Transportation Work Program, $9.9 billion in trust funds. The Work Program Technology Integration Initiative is $15 million. In the Department of State, cultural and historical grants are funded at $36.8 million, or 52% of the request. That includes $5 million in GR base and $1.6 million in trust fund base. The Cultural Endowment Program has been zero funded at this time. State aid to libraries is funded at 25.2. That provides for an additional $800,000. Library construction grants are funded at $5.9 million. And library technology grants are funded at $8.3 million. The Department of Military Affairs includes $2 million for strengthening domestic security and $6 million for the rebuild of the last armory that we needed to do. There's also $12 million in the base for armory repair and maintenance and $3.5 million for National Guard Tuition Assistance Program. Department of Highway Safety includes the phase one of the motorist modernization, that's of year four, and then phase two at $4.1 million. So that's a total of $14 million for the motorist modernization program. The enterprise data infrastructure is funded at 3.5. In-car digital camera systems are funded at 3.6. Additional trooper crash scene equipment is at 4.1. For the Division of Emergency Management, the statewide alert notification system is at 3.5 million. Residential construction mitigation program is 4 million. Emergency operation centers, 1.8 million. And the budget also provides for a study to determine a strategic plan to update the state's elevation data maps. You also have documents in your package that is the proviso. It has the back of bill language, and it has a summary of the bullets of the implementing bill provisions that you will see. And, Chair, if I can answer any questions, I'll be happy to try.
Senator, is there any questions on the bill? Obviously, you've just gotten it, so. Very good. All right, Sir Gibson.
The transportation disadvantage.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Transportation disadvantage, the little pot from that we were going to use over 2 years? Is that just in the proviso?
That's correct.
Okay. I'll find it later.
Line 1868. All right. Any further questions? So our plan today is to let you all review the bill, the implementing bill, the back of the bill, the proviso, and to if we have any questions, Teddy will be available all day to answer them, or we can come down to see us. Our plan is to bring this bill up tomorrow as well. Again, go through the bill, answer your questions, and then vote it out so that we can put the bill in conference. Is there any other questions or business to come before this committee today? That's correct. We're going to go over this tomorrow, but I would encourage you to read through it. I'm sure individuals will be contacting you throughout the day to encourage you to discuss different provisions. And we look forward to talking with you tomorrow about that. Teddy's available again all day to answer any questions, to discuss amendments as any bill. And our goal is to vote the bill out of committee tomorrow so that we can put it into conference. Any further business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Benequisto moves we adjourn. The committee's adjourned.